Oh, if you could open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Wes McAdams, he said in the opening lines of one of his articles on his blog called Radically Christian, he said, it is biblical to speak of obeying the gospel, although I'm sad to say that the way I've most often used that phrase is not very biblical. I've often said when someone was baptized, he obeyed the gospel, as if obeying the gospel was something that was accomplished by being baptized. This is not a very biblical way to speak of someone obeying the gospel. It is so much more than being baptized because a person is never finished obeying the gospel. So first, what's the gospel? This passage in 1 Corinthians 15 gives us a better understanding of what the gospel is. And people often say it's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, citing this passage. But pay attention to what Paul says. He says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. McAdams, he says of this passage, the word gospel means good tidings or good news. Paul is reminding the Corinthians about the good news he preached to them. He does not say the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, but that these are of first importance to the gospel message. The death, burial, and resurrection are certainly at the heart of the gospel, but it's not accurate to say the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That is an oversimplification of which I am too guilty." So obeying the gospel means accepting the fact that all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. It means becoming his disciple, and it means being baptized in water in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And it means observing all that he has commanded. It's not something that you ever finish doing. The gospel is something you're either being obedient to right now or you're not. The question maybe shouldn't be, have you obeyed the gospel, but rather, are you living in obedience to the gospel every day? So how do we do this? How do we continue to obey the gospel? Well, there are several things we're told to do. When we examine the book of Acts, we see that we should be devoting ourselves to the apostles' teachings, that we should be fellowshipping one with another, to commune together in observance of the Lord's Supper and pray together and things like that. And they're all things that the first Christians in the early church did, and we continue that today. But those weren't the only things that they did. They weren't the only commandments that they were given or the only practices that they observed. And I say this because among the commandments that Jesus and the apostles taught and the apostles in the early church obeyed lies what we call the Great Commission. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." And so another commandment, a commandment that takes place outside of the worship assembly, is that command to go and make disciples of all nations. That's where we get missions, is this self-replicating command, because as the apostles went and taught it, those they were being taught were told to go and teach it. And I think it's important to note that this command is just as important as any other commandment that the early church was to follow and that we are to follow today. But let me ask you a question. Do we take this command as seriously as, say, not forsaking the assembly? Do we take this command as seriously as observing the Lord's Supper every Sunday? Do we take it as seriously as we do the command to lay by in store for the work of the church, or to sing with our voices only, or to be baptized for the remission of our sins? I think that we like to answer yes to those questions. We would like to say that we take this command to go out into the world and make disciples just as seriously as we do all the other things. But in reality, I don't think that's the case. In reality, I think that we as a church often forget that commands of the New Testament apply just as much to our lives outside of these walls as they do to the things we do inside these walls when we gather together to worship. You see, to truly obey Matthew 28 and go make disciples, we actually have to do something. We have to get out of our comfort zones and go. We have to go places we might not normally go because God told us to. We're called to do more than just the things that come easy on a Sunday morning, because it's not going to get done from the pews. We have to go somewhere. That's our mission. That was the last command that Jesus gave to his apostles. And it's the only way that lost souls of the world will come to know Jesus. So two final questions to end tonight. Do we love Jesus enough to obey his commands? 1 John 2:3 says, "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. His commandments include going out of our comfort zone, going out to tell people the gospel. This can be here in Greenup County, it can be at work, at school. If you're really brave, you can go over into Ohio or West Virginia. It could even be in another country or on another continent. If you're willing to get in the water, are you willing to do this too? That's the whole gospel, all of the commands of Christ, not just the easy ones, not just those first few things to become a Christian initially. And my last question, do we love other people enough to obey all of the commandments of Christ, including the Great Commission? Are we willing to put ourselves out there to feel uncomfortable, because it is uncomfortable, to be rejected, to be thought of poorly by many people who reject Christ or those people who scoff at religion in general? Are we willing to do that? I hope that we can say yes to both of those questions. I hope we love Christ enough to do it, and I hope we love other people enough to do it. And so if you're here tonight and you haven't taken those initial steps to obey the gospel, the believing in Christ and confessing his name before men and repenting of an old lifestyle of sin and being baptized in water, we invite you to do that today. But that's just the beginning of obeying the gospel. The rest is living faithfully until the day you die. And if you haven't done that as well, tonight is a good night, the best time to repent of any sins that need to be confessed before the assembly, and any spiritual need that we can help you with. Now is the time to come forward as we stand and sing.
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving call, obey. Come, for he loves you so. Only a step, come, for he bled for you and died. He's the same loving Savior yet, Jesus the crucified. Casting your heavy burden down, come to the cross, the world may frown, yet you shall wear a glorious crown when he makes up his own. Only a step, only a step, come, for he bled for you and died. He's the same loving Savior yet, Jesus the crucified. Open for you the pearly gate, loved ones for you, now watch and wait. Terrible thought to cry too late, Jesus, I come to thee. Only a step, only a step, come, for he bled for you and died. He's the same loving Savior yet, Jesus the crucified.
May be dismissed to your class.